So, John, tell me, what exactly is Export Clever?
Well, Export Clever is a project that enables the small business community to discover what people in overseas markets think of their specific product or service. It's obviously a question, a burning question that the small business community has had for some time. But until exportclever.com, the cost of doing so was prohibitively expensive.
And one of the great examples that I saw on your website was an Indian hotel who wants to find out what German customers think of and look for when they travel to India. That was just one of your examples. Is that something that you're looking to get people to influence it? That if you want to go into a foreign market, this allows you to get in and find out what that foreign market is and how it does things?
Well, that's exactly right. And I think the example of the hotel, it's a perfect way of illustrating the point. We've also had a similar example with quite a prestigious hotel in the north of Ireland. And what they had been doing is they had been identifying a particular profile of visitor. In this case, it was the United States, and they wished to attract more American visitors to their hotel. And what they had been doing previously was they had obviously gathered the staff around the conference table, discussed the type of messages that they wished to use, and then they promoted that message to an American audience. And when they saw exportclever.com, it occurred to them that we don't actually test this message. We're developing it here in Ireland. Mm. But how does the message sound to an American audience? Mm. Is it saying the right things that we want to say? Are we using the correct words? Is it enforcing the points that the Americans want to hear about in terms of a hotel? So they found the experience very beneficial.
Explain exactly how this works from a business point of view and from the educator's point of view.
Well, I think if I can perhaps go back to how the idea came about, because we had the two distinct groups. We have the small business community that wish to discover, to learn what people in overseas markets think of their specific product or service. That's accepted. But something else that had occurred to me over a period of time, I was seeing some fantastic educators who were very aware of the need to engage their students with real business projects. So they knew that that was something that they wished to achieve. The difficulty, of course, is that rare commodity of time, because they're paid to teach, and it takes up quite a great deal of effort to try to find businesses outside of the school, college, or university year after year for the student intake. So here we had what would appear as two separate groups, but it occurred to me that we have the educators looking for real research projects, and we have the small business community looking for research to be undertaken. And if we could construct a process which brought these two parties together, then it would be beneficial to both. So that was really the thinking behind exportclever.com. And effectively what you have is a very, very straightforward, simple website where a business anywhere in the world can visit the website, register for free, and within 2 minutes, they basically enter the information as to the type of research that they're seeking. And they would indicate, for example, if they're looking at information on pricing, if they're looking at distribution, if they're looking at buying cycles within the market. And of course, they specify the overseas market that they're interested in. At the same time, the educators anywhere in the world also visit the website and register for free. But what they're doing is they're entering the research that they're able to offer. And what the website then does is it uses an algorithm to match the two parties together so that their expectations are equal. And what it then does is it sends a communication to both parties to say, here's a potential match that we have identified. Do you accept or decline that match? And both parties have the opportunity to look at the match proposed and then accept or decline that match. If both parties accept the match, well, then the project goes live, and then we provide further supporting documentation.
So effectively, this allows quicker and easier marketing on a kind of on a global scale.
Exactly right, because again, as someone who has lived and worked overseas, I have seen the approach often taken to exporting is one in which get on a plane as quickly as possible and visit the target market. And sometimes that can be disastrous because the people that you're meeting overseas think that they're meeting with a business person who's there to sell a product or service. They don't see themselves as taking part in some sort of market research exercise. They don't see their role as being there to educate you as to the issues within the marketplace. They expect you to have done that homework before you get onto the plane and arrange the meeting with them. And I think that a lot of the government agencies, what they do tremendously well is they provide lots of secondary data, secondary research for companies that provides a broad brushstroke of the marketplace. But by their own admission, what they can't do is they can't focus on each and every individual company and tell that individual company what a specific marketplace thinks of their product or service. Whereas exportclever.com can provide that.
And is there a cost somewhere along this, along the way? Does money change between either side?
There is. The way in which we've framed the project is, well, first of all, it doesn't require any government money. It's a very straightforward process. And once the business accepts a match with the educator and the project goes live, it's only at that point that the business person has to pay a fee. The headline fee for the project is €775. But what we have is we have a number of discount options which the small business community can avail of, and that can bring the fee charged right down to €515, which again, for this type of primary research, which normally for a company to try to gain this information going through traditional avenues would cost thousands, if not tens of thousands of euro. So it's incredibly good value. But out of that €515, it's worth pointing out that for every project that is successfully completed by an educator and their students, they would receive €140. So it's a project that not only helps the small business community, but what it's also doing is it's helping the educational sector, because obviously they're going to be the employees of tomorrow. And I think one of the other things that draws people to the project is the fact that we've keep reading about the fact that students, when they leave education, they're not always equipped with the skills that the business community is looking for. And what this project does is it equips them with those skills. It equips them with research skills, communication skills, report writing skills.
It's hands-on experience, isn't it?
Exactly. Absolutely. And you're dealing then with students also who, through the course of their studies, are focused on the whole issue of exporting. And I know that that's very much in the news at the moment, which is for not just for Ireland, but for basically any country. It's so important that everyone is thinking and following export opportunities. The question, of course, is that while we know that that is an important target to follow, how does the small business community engage with that in such a way that it's not bureaucratic in nature and it's not very costly as well?
Have you had any feedback from people who have used this as well? Have you had some success stories?
We have indeed. You mentioned a few that are featured on the website, there would be an environmental company in Lisbon, in the north, for example. And before they used the project, they would have very much been of the opinion that the United States market probably wasn't an export opportunity for them because it would be radically different to the market, the UK marketplace. Now, again, that was a conclusion reached without any evidence behind it. And as a result of working with students in the US and obtaining detailed research on the US marketplace and the legislation behind environmental projects, what the owner of that business then quickly discovered is that any differences that do exist are largely superficial in nature and very, very easily overcome. As a result of, therefore, receiving the report and identifying that the US is an export market potentially, what they're then doing is they're approaching Invest Northern Ireland, the government agency, armed with their research report, and they're saying, right, I now wish to talk to you about a visit to that marketplace. So everyone's a winner out of it, because I think that the government agency are delighted as well, because they're then dealing with someone who not only has detailed information about why their product or service would be competitive in that marketplace, but actually have contacts already established in which they can then follow up.
Do you think that Northern Ireland is trying to mirror the Republic in terms of having an export-led economy?
I think it absolutely is. And again, when you consider the size of the market that we're talking about, it really is absolutely vital that every business is, right from the get-go, thinking of themselves as an export business. And again, I suppose what I've tried to do is practice what I preach. When I was developing the Export Clever .com project, I didn't just go to people in the north of the country and ask them, how do you think that this should be structured? I was talking to people in America, people in China, people in Spain, people in Germany. I was talking to people in the large markets. And I think that that's what the business community needs to do. If they're looking at a product or service, don't just develop the product or service thinking about your small domestic market. Develop the product or service thinking about the bigger markets out there as well. And again, that's something that exportclever.com can help with in a very cost-effective way.
John McGee, co-founder of exportclever.com, thanks for joining us on In Focus.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you for having me.